Welcome back to the Traders Network. I'm Michael Yorba, your host. Thanks for joining us. We are also streaming to you live on YorbaMedia.com and broadcasting to you from the Dallas KFXR 1190 AM Clear Channel Studios. Okay, first time on the show today. I thought that we will be, as we go through 2014, we are going to see extreme volatility in the market. So I met Michael online, Michael Baggio, Iron Gate, and he is the chief investment officer, and he's got a wealth of background in this field. He's written several white papers. He comes from some of the more classic Citigroup, Smith Barney, and he's worked with a company to handle well over $16 billion in institutional pension and endowment money. Who better to know about risk management and volatility tools than a guy who's been doing it on that level? Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity to join you.
My pleasure. Is there anything I left out that you wanted to bring out to the audience, the first time, you know, to introduce yourself, let them get to know you a little bit better before we go down the road into what you and your company does?
Well, I mean, you've hit the highlights. I appreciate that. We at Iron Gate have rolled out a suite of managed volatility strategies. And I think it tries to address a lot of investor concerns today with the increased amounts of volatility as the headline risk is out there. I apologize for my voice. I've been having a few conversations similarly like this and have a slight case of laryngitis, so I apologize for that.
That's all right. You sound fine, and it'll just get better from here. Okay, talk to me about managed volatility strategies. Break those open for us.
No, I'm happy to. You know, really, since the end of the financial crisis, the managed volatility category has really exploded, and understandably so. Morningstar has actually started tracking ETF strategists, firms like Iron Gate. At the end of third quarter of last year, they estimated there to be over $86 billion in assets under management, that having grown internally by about 36% year over year. Additionally, Strategic Insights is another research firm, and they estimate that in managed volatility category itself within mutual funds and annuities has actually crossed $200 billion in assets and has a five-year internal growth rate of over 30%. So despite this growth, one of the challenges has been there's not a single definition of managed volatility. Some strategies are single asset class. Some are multi-asset class, some are global, while others include alternatives. So since managed volatility doesn't fit neatly inside of a Morningstar box, there's confusion and requires some education, which is why some of you might be listening today. Managed volatility strategies actually do share an important common objective that explains the extraordinary growth. Simply participate up and protect down. These are what we call asymmetrical returns, and they're achieved through different portfolio management techniques. So some of them you might be familiar with. A few of the common varieties would be a fundamental weighting, which is also known as smart beta, getting a lot of headline attention now. Minimum volatility or factor weighting. Both of these, the smart beta and the factor weighting strategies, I will point out, are not hedged, so there's no hedging component to them. Since 08, risk parity strategies have gotten to be very popular with a lot of investors and advisors. But the problem is that once interest rates started moving up in May of last year, then using the managed volatility or the risk parity strategies actually use leverage on the fixed income. So that hasn't fared very well for many investors. There's another variety is what's been around for a long time, and that's the options-based strategy. Problem there is really they can get expensive in fast market when volatility actually begins to pick up, so does the cost to hedge that portfolio, and that results in a lot of performance drag on the underlying accounts. What we prefer is something called dynamic risk balancing, which is a form of tactical asset allocation, which we can get into in a little bit. There are pros and cons of each strategy, and if you want to learn more, I'd invite you to read my white paper I wrote in 2011 on the topic of managed volatility, and it's available on our website, managed volatility.com.
Let's take the time right now to get into that strategy that you're talking about. I mean, we don't have to take the whole segment to do that, but just hit on a few highlights so that we can get our taste buds wet.
No, I appreciate that. There is our strategy is called the Iron Gate Risk Managed Core Diversifier.
Okay.
And it is different than a lot of other strategies in the fact that it actually tries to solve for investment problems. And so those are called outcome-oriented solutions. And our strategy index is an outcome-oriented solution, and it aims to solve two important problems. First is it's built around non-core holdings. And so your non-core can actually, as problem one that we try to solve, is the fact that they can underperform significantly. 2013 was a perfect example. So, and particularly for U.S. equities, were almost the only game in town, and your non-core holdings even lost money last year. So that's problem one that we aim to solve. Problem two is the fact that diversification can disappear when it's needed the most. And everybody can remember 2008-9 crisis, which was a perfect example when the benefits of diversification completely disappeared.
Right. It definitely can. All right, that's just getting our whistle wet. Let's move on just a little bit because there's more that you have to bring to the table here. Your ETF portfolio strategy, I understand it's hot.
It is. It's getting a lot of attention with both advisors and individual investors. It is built to complement existing core portfolios. We like to think of it as intelligent diversification, which means as the correlations change among the asset classes and the benefits of diversification change, so too should the non-core assets or the allocation to your non-core assets, which means that there's rules that govern our index and its underlying weightings, much like there's rules that govern the S&P 500 and its weightings. It is global multi-asset class. There's 22 low-cost liquid ETFs. The core diversifier is adaptive, and this is what makes it stand out and makes it different than a lot of your other models and investment strategies. It is a reactive model, and it's not dependent on forecasts. It can adapt to the changing economic environments. So too many other strategies are dependent on your strong economic growth and low or declining interest rates for their success. So our strategy index does not use leverage or derivatives. So we like to say that it's simple yet sophisticated.
Okay. You'd mentioned participate up and protect down.
Correct.
We've got about a minute and a half left in the segment. Just give us a little flavor for that.
Sure. I mentioned it's a reactive model. So it actually, there's three factors that are used in the decision process. We have a decision engine that drives our underlying changes. And those are price, volatility of the underlying ETF holding, mm-hmm. and then the rate of change of that volatility. So it uses a dynamic volatility window that adapts to the information flow into the market. So you can imagine in a slow market, that's a slow grind higher, two step forwards, one step back. That dynamic volatility window is wide open, and the patience to hold the security is longer, and we were trying to capture that uptrend. Remember that we're trying to diversify up, so it's being whipsawed out of the market, which is that cost, the underlying cost to a hedging a portfolio. So at the same time, in a fast market, that when volatility is increasing and the prices are declining, that dynamic volatility window shortens, and the patience to hold the security also shortens.
Okay, we've got a minute left, and I want to give you ample time for contact information for you, but if you have any events coming up that our audience can participate with you.
Actually, we just had a webinar last Friday, but it is available for replay on our website. Once again, that's managedvolatility.com. Actually, there's two ways to get to it. One of the easiest way to get to it is right there on the homepage. There's a button for to view it on demand. So you enter your information in there, and you'll get access to the strategy, at least to more information that way.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a contact person or a phone number you can give us?
Absolutely. Our sales director is a gentleman by the name of Mark Robison, and the phone number is 910-791-1437.
Michael, thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully we can bring you back and you can explain in depth, like post up, here's where this volatility tool worked well in this situation. We can do a case study or something like that if you like.
That'd be terrific. I'd appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. All right, Michael Baggio, Iron Gate. And if you can reach him at managevolatility.com. Coming up next, we've got Tim Bost, editor, dividendlab.com. We've got some very key dates coming up between now and the end of the month. We're going to talk about with Tim. We'll be right back.